In a way, aren't we all Spartacus?
It's Flicks and That with Steve Newell.
Steve.
Johnny, how are you?
Yeah, good, good. I was just saying to you off air that I had a massive feed from Reberg this afternoon, and now I'm feeling a bit food comery, but other than that, perfect.
Well, I hope you're going to leave a review on their Yelp page that sums it all up. I mean, delicious burger, I hope.
Mm-hmm. Delicious, delicious, and massive.
Maybe not for the energy conscious.
Mm-hmm. Now, Steve, what the hell have you been watching in the last week?
What the hell have I been watching the last week? I've been loving a new British espionage series called Slow Horses, which is over on Apple TV Plus. This sees the great Gary Oldman in one of his most disgusting ever roles as the boss of an office where all the spies who cock things up go to have their careers die with pointless paperwork and a whole bunch of time-wasting pain.
Mm-hmm.
But you can practically smell Oldman through the screen.
He looks particularly greasy. He looks super greasy.
Oh, he looks so greasy. There's kind of a bit of a sort of stringy comb over going on. He loves putting his threadbare socks up on the desk. If you don't like hearing about bad smells, now's the time to give a content warning. Because he keeps cracking these farts during the show that the adjectives sloppy and rank are the ones that first and foremost come to mind for me.
Mm-hmm.
They are volatile and foul and, you know, aren't just there for our entertainment, but really provide plot beats as well somehow. Not only are they absolutely devastating to the poor underlings working around him, but it's just like, I'll be having a meeting with the kind of posh and composed number two at MI5, and it's played by a very proper Kristen Scott Thomas, and her face will just twist into absolute disgust because he's dropped something with his, quote, been baking for a while. Anyway, the show's not just about farts, but that definitely helps set the tone. It's a kind of a mix of modern UK espionage stuff like The Bodyguard from a couple of years ago, and the sort of more traditional John le Carré sort of spy novel stuff of the Cold War. And sort of semi-predictably, it follows one dude who's been banished to this outpost for spy losers who kind of catches on to an angle on a proper case. And, of course, all the losers have got to team up and save the day.
Mm.
So some sort of familiar territory. But the black comedy between the characters and Gary Oldman's absolutely repellent presence made this really a really good watch. And maybe there's a little kind of maybe a bit of kind of Homeland style intrigue among the security services stuff going on as well. So just one of those shows for me that kind of arrived at the perfect time where I just needed something new to jump into for a few episodes.
Yeah, I feel like I need a spy espionage watch in my life at present. Might be quite good. Is it pretty punchy? Does it move along at a fairly fast pace?
Yeah, it's a refreshing just six episodes.
Yes.
And the show's adapted from a series of novels. The second season is, there's a teaser for the second season appears at the end of season one. So that's all kind of ready to go with its own, contained kind of plot line.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess they're going a book at a time for each season. I like the fact it's not overdrawn out. Definitely seems to be the kind of curse of streaming at the moment to stretch things out for more than they need to be. And yeah, that economy is pretty good, especially if you're feeling a bit time poor and a bit tired. So there you go, Slow Horses. I strongly recommend checking that out.
Nice one.
If you're in more of a cinema-going mood, The Master, The Maestro, the deeply disturbing and challenging and oftentimes tacky Paul Verhoeven has a new film out in cinemas this week. Not only the kind of king of my teenage years with films like RoboCop and Total Recall, but also just dialing up the sleeves with things like Basic Instinct. Verhoeven made a really strong comeback a few years ago with an extremely challenging, morally ambiguous thriller called L. And Hera and Benedetta is kind of back into fairly solid exploitation territory. It's based on the real-life story of a nun who not only had visions of Jesus that she proclaimed to all and sundry, but also fell into a romantic relationship with another nun. So back in the 17th century, that's a fair bit of blasphemy all mm-hmm. going on at the same time. This is kind of a show that, I don't know if you're familiar with the Netflix show Call My Agent. Is that something that's been on your radar?
Yeah, I watched the first season of Call My Agent and it was great.
So, you know, I guess much like Entourage before it, that show did a really good job of kind of having fake clips from films and TV or being on the set of a fake film.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes Benedetta feels a little bit like that. Like, you think the camera might pull back and reveal that what you're watching is ridiculous because it's been made to be completely ridiculous.
Yes.
But I can assure you that never happens. This is definitely not a movie within a movie. This is a Paul Verhoeven movie through and through. I had the pleasure of speaking to him before the film's release here, and he did confirm that some of it is meant to be funny, so
mm-hmm.
you don't have to feel like you're laughing at the movie's expense. But yeah, I won't spoil plot points, but when sex toys are major plot points, when things are said with straight faces that you can't help but find a bit hilarious, it's not completely unintentional.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's definitely not the full Showgirls, but his work there suggests that his sense of humour is fairly open to lots of different ways of being demonstrated.
Mm-hmm. Now, you had a chance to speak to him, and that's up on flicks.co.nz. Was it, you know, he's obviously got a fairly impressive body of work that he has put out. Did you get to chat about some of the classics, like RoboCop and stuff, Total Recall?
It's a real tough one, eh? Like, he's 83, he's doing press for this movie that's a real passion project for him. Mm. He's bizarrely, like, quite a well-qualified biblical scholar and Jesus theologian, which is mental. So you kind of feel bad about taking the time, and, you know, it's not, you're supposed to stay on track.
Mm.
But then he kind of swerved off and started talking about Total Recall, and that honestly made Teenage Newell very, very, very happy. When he starts drawing comparisons between Benedetta and Total Recall, which, you know, couldn't be different films on paper. Couldn't believe my luck, John. Couldn't believe my luck. And given that Total Recall has a fairly deliberately ambiguous ending, he spoke about it in ways that definitely lends itself to one interpretation over the other. So
mm-hmm.
it was a real treat. It was really, I hate this expression, but it was a real bucket list interview to get to.
Yeah, totally, so totally.
Very, very happy with that. Just to steal the end of my actual piece that's up on Flicks, he did mention what his next film is going to be, and in keeping with the kind of master of smarts and all things classy, he's got a movie in the works called Young Sinner, which is about a intern in Washington who gets caught up in all sorts of intrigue, the screenwriter of which has already publicly said, quote, "There will be some sex in this film,"
mm-hmm.
end quote. So there we go.
Nice one, Steve.
So yeah, from one cinema to another, check out Benedetta at some cinemas this week, and you can have a hone on Slow Horses over on Apple TV Plus.
All right, legend. Thank you very much for another great edition of Flux, and that's Steve Newell.
You're too kind.
We'll check in with you next week, brother.
Look forward to talking to you soon. See you, man.
Real auteurs use star wipes.
That was Flix and That on 95BFM.